The 75-year-old Killarney man who suffered a brain hemorrhage when he fell and hit his head visiting Spike Island was left waiting almost 2 hours for an ambulance. Edmund Horgan, a retired Garda from Crosstown Killarney, died at Cork University Hospital on July 8, 2021, less than 24 hours after being brought there by an ambulance. The inquest into his death was held at Cork City's Coroner's Court yesterday. He suffered a hemorrhage following a fall while walking up a gangway from a ferry to Spike Island in Cork Harbour shortly after 11 a.m. on July 7th, 2021. The inquest into his death yesterday heard he died at CUH less than 24 hours after being rushed there by ambulance. Assistant State Pathologist Dr. Margaret Bolster said the cause of death was a traumatic subdural hemorrhage with a subarachnoid hemorrhage with a shortage of blood flow and oxygen to the brain. The issue of the time and the issue of the length of time was raised, and the resourcing of the ambulance service was also raised in evidence given to the inquest. With me on the line to talk about this is Anne-Marie Horgan, his daughter of Edmund Horgan. Anne-Marie, good morning to you. First of all, my condolences to you and your family on what's been obviously a very difficult period for you.
Yeah, it has been. Thanks. A year has flown, but like even from yesterday, the conclusions of the inquest yesterday, like I think we're still trying to process the whole thing. But like even just for a man of his age, as in just to be left sitting there, I think we're still trying to come to terms with that. And I know it's happening all around the country, but it's hard to digest, to be honest.
Yeah. The verdict was accidental death, and Cork City Coroner, Mr. Philip Common, extended condolences to the family. From the evidence yesterday, I mean, when you heard, and there's three words from one of the witnesses there in relation to the ambulance service was, in their view, completely under-resourced. What was your reaction when you heard that?
If you put yourself in that situation, and if you were sitting out in Phoenix for 2 hours and you were waiting for an ambulance, of course that is actually, it's very degrading for that person and for the family to understand that time, that precious time was lost. CH was only 20 minutes, half an hour in the ambulance away. So it's not, like, I know they're under-resourced, but I also think that when you're slightly older, that you're on, when you're on the pecking order, that you go down. So, he was 75, and I think that the priority wasn't there also. He was left sitting there, and obviously a bleed to the brain is like turning on a tap, and it's dripping away, and that's it. So it's the consequences are awful when the time has passed. So, like, time is critical in any circumstances like this. But, I do think, he was on Spike Island. And we also kind of feel as well that, that he could have been helicoptered. The air ambulance was sitting there. So the option was there to take him off the island. Instead, he was put back on the boat, which was another 20 minutes to cross. And then he was sitting, chatting to the ambulance. And, of course, the consequences then were fatal because he obviously had a brain bleed. But he was chatting like any normal person, and that's normal for any person who would probably be in shock. But ideally, I do feel that definitely something else should have been done, not to let him sit in there with the circumstances that he was in.
Yeah. And look, as what happens, and this came out as well from evidence yesterday in relation to two ambulances being diverted elsewhere during that two-hour period, as happens routinely in terms of, I suppose it's a triaging of a situation. Is that what it is? We've heard of it before.
Definitely. But I also do think, and I've said this, it's priority. I think when they hear a 75-year-old man head injury, and I think you're put down the pecking order. And I know I'm probably being very blunt saying this, but I do 100% feel it's true. And, we say if there was a younger person, the ambulance obviously would go to them first. And what we found out was the ambulance was on the way to him, and then it was diverted, and then it'd be on the way again, and then it was diverted. So obviously his priority was going down and down and down, which was an absolute disgrace. Because even there in the inquest yesterday, time is of the essence. So it's the golden hour is the key. So that golden hour is well passed, and by the time you get into CUH at 2:30, should the brain, like the bleed, had completely taken over.
Yeah, and that then what happened afterwards. He went to the hospital, but really at that stage, I suppose it was too late. What lessons?
No, it was awful, absolutely disgraceful. I arrived up at 5:30, and I didn't recognise him. I thought it was somebody else inside the bed, and you know, it's just, I think we're just faced into kind of shock, because there we had a phone call at the kind of 2:30 from the neurosurgeon. He was saying, oh, do you know if we operate? It could be too late, but he said too much time has passed. So, you know, what do we do when you get that phone call? And then you're thinking, then Jesus, this happened at 11:20. Where's the time gone? So we only got that phone call at kind of, I think it was a 2:00 mark, 2:30, when he came in to CUH. So like too much time had passed, and that time was spent him sitting on the pier with a brain bleed waiting for an ambulance, which was an absolute disgrace.
Had he been a healthy man before this, Anne-Marie?
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. You see him out in Muckers walking 5 miles, he's no, Jesus, even I live out in Phoenix, so if I go walking with him, he'd walk faster than me. It's very healthy, he's always fit. But, like, you know, I don't know what to say. It's just, I just think there's certain, it's a bit like a Lego block, there's certain pieces of the equation that we're missing, and I think the initial part of him falling on Spike Island, I think the action there was probably, there could have been a much better action taken.
Yeah. Do you feel lessons need to be learned in terms of the, and we've had politicians on this programme, we've had people who've gone through situations, we've had ordinary members of the public who've had to wait, sometimes with very bad outcomes, sometimes with less severe but still serious outcomes. You know, lessons learned for the National Ambulance Service. The resourcing issue obviously is one thing, but how they do things, I suppose, is another, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, but look, everyone can blame the ambulance service. We hear stories every single day about it. But like, you know, like Spike Island is an island. We're on the mainland. They have a safety plan. There's other options there than depending on the ambulance service that's burdened. So yes, fair enough, that is a complete disgrace, whatever, for a man. But there was other options there. And I think that's what we're most upset about. That, you know, you're just left sitting there. So on their safety plan, you've got, like, you know, he was put, a guy with a brain bleed was put back on the boat for 20 minutes across. Sure, like, that's common sense to me. You don't move a patient, you put him on a stretcher. And then you deal it from there. You don't get him walking down the pontoon again, back on the boat, sitting, chatting away, and then sitting on the pier in the cold. So, like, the steps before the ambulance were all wrong.
You feel that needs to be looked at as well. Okay, look, Anne-Marie, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to us and our thoughts about your family again today.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a million.
There you go. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. The city coroner there, Mr. Philip Cummins, gave a verdict of accidental death and extended his condolences to the family. The 77-year-old gentleman, he said, went to visit Spike Island on a dry day with no particular wind factor on disembarking the boat onto the pontoon. He was making his way up the gangway when he fell and banged his head. The fall itself appears to be an accident, an unfortunate event. The precipitating event was the fall in the gangway which led to the hemorrhage. It was an accident. Although Mr. Horgan was tended to by trained personnel because he had a slow acting hemorrhage, his symptoms would not have been visible to those attending him, Mr. Cummins said. When it does manifest, it does so very acutely, which is in line with the evidence of the advanced paramedic. The ambulance was called and dispatched but was diverted on the basis of more urgent calls that came in at the time. That led to the delay of 1 hour and 50 minutes before the ambulance crew arrived, but that was all done from Dublin. The National Drug Authority would be advised of the incident, he said, and concerns the family may have had about the incident delay and procedures and protocols followed on the day may be for another forum, the coroner said.